Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So it's an early start for rugby fans today. The gates of the Aviva Stadium are set to open in just under an hour's time for Ireland's crucial Six Nations showdown with France, which kicks off at 2:15. RTE Sports' Jackie Hurley joins us now from the Aviva. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good. So today is a big one, really, isn't it?
It's the big one. I tell you, my job could be under pressure because at the moment, Cian DeCrow is down there standing in front of the RTE cameras having a look to see if maybe he can present the programme as well as singing both the national anthems, which is quite a feat for him, I have to say. But it'll give you a sense of the excitement that other people are feeling around this because I've been down here since early, Brendan, and there are so many people here. There is just a sense that this is the big one.
So, because people were giving out about the early start, but no problem with the atmosphere today. So
no, and actually, to be fair, a lot of the French people arrived in yesterday. I think anybody who was out socialising in Dublin yesterday would have seen all the French people in their throngs in town. And when I came down through Balls Bridge at around 10 o'clock this morning, the place was already full of people. So if there was any sense that they need to get out early and soak up the atmosphere, I think the French people definitely got the vibe and they are ready for this one, that's for sure.
And of course, for Irish people, there's an extra layer of emotion and specialness today as well. So three warriors, really, Conor Murray, Peter O'Mahony and Cian Healy, having their last match in front of a home crowd.
Yeah, and I actually think that the Irish management have handled this so well. If you look at the way that they put the announcement out last week, in the week that was a down week, so it allowed the lads to come out and say their bits and pieces and get the emotion out of the way so they didn't have to be dealing with that in this week and be answering questions about it. But then the other thing, the fact that they're doing it together, I think Brendan says an awful lot about the three of them, that, you know, maybe other people might have had the limelight and might have quite enjoyed that space of being able to do it on their own and go out. Whereas I think for these three, the fact that they're doing it together, that they announced it together, it tells you an awful lot about them as people, but also this group where no major egos, they just want to get out, they want to get the job done, and I think it says an awful lot about them.
Yeah, and it feels like a less kind of lonely way to do it as well, doesn't it, with the three amigos doing it together. So listen,
yeah,
Jackie, in terms of the match then, so Caelan Doris is back, few notable injury absences, Gary Ringrose suspended. What are our potential causes for concern today, or what are we looking out for?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple. One is that they have the best player, potentially not just of the era right now, but maybe the greatest of all time in Antoine Dupont, and he just does special things. France are going to score tries today, and I think everybody in Ireland knows that. So it's not about shutting them down, it's just about being able to get them to a point where we can maintain ourselves in the game and then put our game plan in place. I think the fact that they've picked Jamie Osborne is a big teller that they're going to put the ball in the air a lot. I think people are going to see a kicking game from Ireland today that
okay.
I think we've probably become more accustomed to. That's definitely one thing. The other thing is you've heard a lot of talk during the week. I saw Lekeep calling Sam Prendergast Ireland's weak link, and that's probably a little unfair on a 22-year-old who's still finding his feet, but you know that they're going to go after him today, so that's definitely a big watch out for Ireland. But I think they have the armoury to deal with France, Brendan. I still, you know me, I'm an eternal optimist. I think that has become clear on this programme over the years. I still think, yes, there are causes for concern, but I think Ireland will feel that over the last number of years, they have had the measure of this French team for good reason.
Okay, so you think it'll go well today and then next week it'll basically be a mopping up operation in Rome, yeah?
It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
I know, yeah. Yeah.
And look, that's the thing. I mean, France know that they have to win today. That's the thing. For Ireland, yes, a Grand Slam, and to do something that's an unprecedented, has never ever been done before in the Six Nations, for Ireland to go three back-to-back would be incredible. But France know if they don't win this today, the championship is done and dusted. Like, Ireland are not going to win. And they're not going to lose in Italy next weekend, and France know that. The thing is, if France win today, it busts the whole thing wide open because of their points difference. It would mean that France are going to be the ones who are in control, really, of their own destiny, because Ireland would have to rack up a serious score against Italy next weekend. So I think France know if they win today, all bets are off and the championship is wide open for them. And so that's the big opportunity.
But
here,
you think they won't, and we will not be counting points difference over the next week?
Well, I hope so, because I think this team have taught us to believe. Yes, they had a wobble against Wales, and I think, you know, like, there was a lot of factors in that. I think the Welsh performance probably got less credit than maybe it deserved, but I do think there are reasons to be optimistic about this Irish team. I think they found a way to problem solve against England. They found a way to problem solve against Wales, and I think when it comes down to it, they will find a way again today.
Okay, I believe you. Jackie Hurley, thank you very much for taking the time. You can listen to Ireland versus France live on Saturday Sport here on RT Radio 1, or you can watch the game live on RT2 and the RT Player, and coverage there starts at 1:15. Thanks, Jackie.